So I thought I'd try telling a few jokes about black people this time, just because there's only three of them in Utah. So, hey, what are they gonna do, you know? And I actually saw one of them the other day at Walmart, and I was pretty sure it was someone I knew. So I approached him. Turns out it wasn't, and I apologized right after, and I was trying to be as sincere as possible, just because I didn't want to get the whole. I suppose we all look alike to you, don't we? And that's exactly what he said. So yeah, I guess they are still using that. And I didn't want to come off sounding like the asshole in the situation, so I tried to break it down for him. I said, "Listen, it's like if I had a midget friend, and then I saw a midget at Walmart. Now there's not a whole lot of midgets, so chances are that midget is my friend." And he completely understood after, and he apologized, and I went on my way. But no, honestly, there are quite a few black people in Utah, and there hasn't been one of them that I met that wasn't absolutely hilarious. I mean, any one of them could have done stand up if they wanted to, which is really strange to me, because the reason I try to be funny is because I try to make up for in humor for what I lack in cocksize. So, you know, the other day my girlfriend asked me why guys are so emotionally detached, and this happened to be one of the few times I heard her, and so I actually thought about it, and I came up with a reasonable answer, and that is, every time a guy masturbates, he kills a million things, and one of them had the potential to be a baby. I mean, if guys were so emotional, they would be sad after every time they masturbated, which would be pretty much all the time, because once they finally got over it, hey, it's time to masturbate again.